Hey everyone, so it is currently 8 in the morning. Not a bad night actually, considering I didn't go to bed until ridiculous o'clock and I was kicked like mad once I got into bed with baby just being wild at the minute. But thankfully our son, who has masked that he can get to his light switch in his bedroom and turn the light on. He decided to turn his light on, thought about coming to bother us at 6 in the morning, possibly earlier. I didn't even look at the time. It was too dark for me to even try. But he decided just to stay in his room and play with his toy cars for about an hour or so. So, excuse me. We got a bit of a lie-in at least. So I'm not feeling too bad. Where do I begin? I'm now currently 23 weeks pregnant. I have noticed that I've got the Bounty app and I'm also a member of the Bounty Club thing, whatever. And you think that both these things being related to and owned, should I say, by Bounty, that they'd use the same sort of system as to, figuring out how far you are, etc. And I've got everything set up right. Both say the exact same due date and everything. But for some reason, my club membership with their website, I get emails that saying, "Oh, you are X amount of weeks now." About 2, 3 days before, their app also says that I am now X amount of weeks. I don't understand that. It's a bit weird. So the app tends to tell me stuff I already know, thanks to Bounty's website already telling me at the right time. I don't get that. It's a bit weird. So how have I been doing over the last couple of weeks? Well, on 22 weeks till present, I have, for the first time, suffered with morning sickness, and it only so far only happened the once. Literally one night. I actually had a few nights where I just kind of kept waking up feeling or unable to sleep because I felt like I was going to be sick. It was actually quite. It wasn't heartburn, or acid reflux or anything like that. It was definitely like I'm. Stomach problems. And then finally, just one night at two in, I think it was 2 or 3 in the morning, I can't remember. I just suddenly woke up feeling really bad. And I sat up thinking, I need to sit up because if I lie down, this is just not good. Something bad's gonna happen. Sort of did a few breathing exercises to calm myself down because I thought I was panicking as to what on earth was wrong with me. After a while, I felt okay, calmed down, and went back down to lying down to try and fall asleep. I think I may have nodded off for a moment, but I literally jumped back up, ran to the toilet, and ended up throwing up. So, much better than my last pregnancy, where I spent the entirety of the first trimester throwing up at least twice a day. It wasn't severe morning sickness, but it wasn't fun, that's for sure. And also, that actually did end very suddenly, just sort of stopped. This time round, I've not really been sick apart from that one time. And I went out into a real hot sweat as well, but luckily, my fiance was very kind and got me a glass of water and help me calm down and stuff. So, even though it was like ridiculous o'clock, and he had to go to work and stuff in the morning, so I'd like to thank him for that at least. So, the baby's been very, very, very active, which is lovely and all, but she's really, really, really active. Really ridiculous times of the day. Mostly night time, which again was same with our son. He was quite active in the night, but he was active in the night a lot later on in the pregnancy. More in the third trimester rather than the second trimester. And it wasn't for as long and as hard as well. At the moment I lie down, that's it. It's just non-stop. It's like not even just like small movements or anything. It's literally like punch, kick, everything. It's like, oh, it's not nice. I can't think of a way of explaining it. It kind of feels like she's having some sort of paddy and she's throwing her bottle and dummy out of the pram, so to say, out of the womb. I've not been able to sleep very well lately, because of that. I've also been suffering with acid reflux lately. Not really actual heartburn. I've had heartburn. I've had really bad heartburn in the past. Not while pregnant though. I know how it feels. This is actually more acid reflux. It's somewhat different. So I've been surviving on Gaviscon. I feel like pretty much the last few days especially that it feels like I'm drinking a bottle of Gaviscon a day. That's how crazy it feels. I'm not though, but it just feels like it. It just feels like I'm just having it nearly all the time. It's literally every time I eat. In fact, sometimes it's not even after I've eaten. Like last night, I had some food, and felt a bit funny, so I had some Gaviscon. And I hadn't eaten for several hours, was about to go to bed. And before I even got into bed, I started having the problem again. And it's just really annoying. Oh, it's really uncomfortable. It's not very nice. It's not very ladylike, that's for sure. And also, I don't really like the taste of Gaviscon. I don't know, can't they make something like, I don't know, blackcurrant flavour or something? There's probably too much sugar in that or something. Yeah, come on, Gaviscon. You could totally make something taste nicer than it's because we've got the I can't remember what it's called, like peppermint or something. Doesn't taste like peppermint to me. Make it taste more like blackcurrant or something like that. I'll be happy with that. I really liked blackcurrant Calpol when I was a kid, but you can't get that anymore. Due to the amount of sugar that's actually in blackcurrant and all that sort of stuff. But I don't care, I just want to see it taste nicer than this stuff. This last week has been heartburn, my first ever bit of morning sickness in the second trimester of all times. I also had my first chance to meet my psychiatric nurse again, but this time more for during my pregnancy. It was nice to see him again. He was very good with me, and he actually did say that I did look a lot better, and certainly that the antidepressants have been helping me. But what he wants to do is work with me, see me every 4 weeks, but if I feel like I need to see him again earlier than that, to ring up and demand that I get to see him ASAP. So I'm going to see him again in, I think, 2 more weeks' time now, just to talk to him and work our way around making sure that I'm okay, really, because we're also worried about my current antidepressants with breastfeeding, but we'll see about that when we get closer to the time. So, thanks for listening. Bye.